Today's episode of the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast has been brought to you by keys. Here, you want to play with Daddy's keys? Here, there you go. Now, where was I? Hello and welcome to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Why am I singing? Today is Thursday, the 24th of April, 2014. My name is Eric and I'm a stay-at-home dad, or put another way, Mr. Mom. Hello everyone, how are you today? I'm alright, feeling pretty good. I got some coffee in me, and I'm awake, so that's a good thing. I would like to apologize for yesterday. The server was having issues, and I couldn't get the show uploaded until late in the afternoon, and I like to try and get it up early in the morning, so my bad, it was out of my hands, but it's up now, and yeah. Speaking of which, the show yesterday was all about kind of how I know occasionally I'll have to give tough love or let Colette, well, both my kids, learn by experience, and by the end of the day, after having thought about the show so much, even more so because I was trying to get the damn thing uploaded all day, it just got me feeling bad about the whole idea. I mean, I know I haven't changed my position, but when dwelling upon it just made me feel really bad and start to worry that what if I'm too hard on Colette? And it's the last thing I want to do. I'd much rather be a bit of a pushover than to be too hard on her. I don't want to be a pushover. I know I need to be there for, you know, she needs some sort of structure. And I'm going to do everything I can to give her that. But mainly I just thought to myself, I better make sure that, along with all that, that I make sure she knows how much she is loved and adored and how important she is to us, and that she just has fun and enjoys her life too. So today I proposed a new thing to her and she seems pretty cool with it. Every week, every Friday after school, if she's been good that week, and I'm talking relatively good, no one's perfect, so as long as there's been no huge egregious big fights or whatever, we're all going to go to the comic book store and she's going to get to pick out any comic she likes. It's going to be great. Many reasons. One, she already loves comics. I know this because she's just ended up being into them. I don't know how it really happened. I never pushed comics or superheroes or any of that onto her. She's probably a bigger superhero and comic book nerd than I ever was or am. And so she's gonna enjoy that. I look forward to seeing what she chooses. It should be interesting. And two, she will be reading. And her reading has really improved. I mean, she has really, really gotten very good. I am really impressed. Why don't I say really again? Really, really. No, it's been quite impressive how much her reading has improved recently, and so this is exciting. She can finally do a lot of things. There was a lot of reading became a big hurdle for a lot of the things that she wanted to do, and I'm not just talking about comic books or just books in general. I'm talking about video games too. There was a lot of, like, Animal Crossing. She wanted to play that game a lot, but often she would run into hurdles, and you know, she couldn't tell what was going on. She wouldn't want to read the instructions on screen. Scribblenauts, she liked that game a lot, but she would have to know how to spell things and how to, you know, because you write down a word and there it appears. And all these things are coming so much easier to her now. My ulterior motive, of course, my secret evil plan, is to get her, you know, moving up to books, you know, novels and stuff. Which I think she could do eventually. I'm sure she would get very much into it. So that's, I guess, my sneaky little evil bit, is I want her to learn and to expand her mind, but at the same time, she's gonna have fun. So I already told her she's excited. I am excited. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, more comic books in the house. That's always a plus. Anyway, I hope you all have a lovely day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. If you like the show, do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes. It would be really nice, and it helps new listeners find the show. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter. The username is Mr. Mom Daily. Or you can email me. It's MrMomDaily@gmail.com. There's also the website, MrMomDaily.com. Thanks for listening.